بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. We begin part 18 covering the rejectionist Shia creeds regarding Tawheed. And in this part we will examine their creed in the Tawheed al-Rububiyyah, Tawheed of Lordship. Tawheed al-Rububiyyah means to single Allah alone in the creation, creating, running of affairs, and the kingdom. So the believer believes, the slave believes, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the creator, the sustainer, the one who brings life, the one who causes death, the one who brings benefit, the one who wards off harm, and the one who inflicts harm in accordance with his justice and knowledge, and the one who is the one who runs the affairs. And to him belongs the kingdom. His is the creation and his is the command entirely. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stated in Surah Al-A'raf, chapter 7, 54. أَلَا لَهُ الْخَلْقُ وَالْأَمْرُ تَبَارَكَ اللَّهُ رَبُّ الْعَالَمِينَ أَلَا لَهُ الْخَلْقُ وَالْأَمْرُ تَبَارَكَ اللَّهُ رَبُّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Indeed, your Lord is Allah, who created the heavens and the earth in 6 days. His is the creation and commandment. Blessed be Allah, the Lord of Al-Alameen. The topic here is not to thoroughly discuss the matter of Lordship, but this is in summary. What is intended here is to know the creed of the Shia regarding this. The Quran made it clear that the mushriks of Quraysh, despite their disbelief in worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and directing types of worship to other than Allah, however, they believed that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is their creator and their provider and sustainers. This is illustrated in Surah Az-Zukhruf 43:87. وَلَئِنْ سَأَلْتَهُمْ مَنْ خَلَقَهُمْ لَيَقُولُنَّ اللَّهُ وَلَئِنْ سَأَلْتَهُمْ مَنْ خَلَقَهُمْ لَيَقُولُنَّ اللَّهُ. And if you ask them who created them, they will surely say Allah. And in Surah Yunus, chapter 10, verse 31, قُلْ مَنْ يَرْزُقُكُمْ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ أَمَّنْ يَمْلِكُ السَّمَعَ وَالْأَبْصَارِ وَمَنْ يُخْرِجُ الْحَيَّ مِنَ الْمَيِّتِ وَيُخْرِجُ الْمَيِّتَ مِنَ الْحَيِّ وَمَنْ يُدَبِّرُ الْأَمْرَ فَسَيَقُولُونَ اللَّهِ فَقُلْ أَفَلَا تَتَّقُونَ. Say, who provides for you from the sky and from the earth, or who owns hearing and sight, and who brings out the living from the dead, and brings out the dead from the living, and who disposes the affairs? They will say Allah. Say, will you not then be afraid of Allah's punishment for setting up rivals in worship with Allah? Despite this, they ascribe partners to Allah in his worship, in worshipping him. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stated in Surah Yusuf, chapter 12, verse 106, وَمَا يُؤْمِنُ أَكْثَرُهُمْ بِاللَّهِ إِلَّا وَهُمْ مُشْرِكُونَ. And most of them believe not in Allah except that they attribute partners unto Allah. Mujahid rahimahullah, said, their belief in Allah is their saying that Allah created us and sustains us and causes us to die. This is, he said, imanun ma' shirk. This is their belief with shirk by worshipping others. This is in Tafsir al-Tabari and also in Tafsir Ibn Kathir. So, where the Shia then, the rejectionist Shia, more in their disbelief than the mushriks in this respect. It will become clear to us while examining what is reported in their so-called reliable books and their narrations, that first, the Lord is the Imam. Second, their belief that this worldly life and the hereafter belongs to the Imam. And there, thirdly, they're saying that the clouds and the thunders are from the commands of the Imams, and that they are subdued to the Imams. And that they are saying also that part of the divine is incarnated in the Imams. And that days have influence in bringing benefit and warding harm or causing harm. And also they have shirk in rububiyyah from the aspect of the pre-decree. And they're saying that the slave creates his action, and this is shirk in lordship. First, they're saying that the Lord is the Imam. In their reports, they claim that Ali, and Ali radiallahu anhu, is innocent from that, to have said, أَنَا رَبُّ الْأَرْضِ, I am the Lord of the earth, الَّذِي يَسْكُنُ الْأَرْضِ, who dwells the earth. This is Mir'atul Anwar, page 59. What kind of a transgression is this? The Lord of the earth is one. The Lord of the heavens and the earth is one, their creator. قال الله تعالى in Surah Fatir, verse 41, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُمْسِكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ أَنْ تَزُولَا وَلَئِنْ زَالَتَا إِنْ أَمْسَكَهُمَا مِنْ أَحَدٍ مِنْ بَعْدِهِ. Verily Allah grasps the heavens and the earth lest they move away from their places. And if they were to move away from their places, there is not one that could grasp them after him. Truly, he is ever most forbearing, oft forgiving. In his saying, أَنَا رَبُّ الْأَرْضِ, attributed falsely to Ali, meaning the Imam of the earth. And they made the following strange interpretation of the following verse in Surah Al-Kahf, verse 1887. أما من ظلم فسوف نعذبه ثم يرد إلى ربه فيعذبه عذابا نكرا. As for him, a disbeliever in the oneness of Allah, who does wrong, we shall punish him, and then he will be brought back unto his Lord, who will punish him with a terrible torment. They said, this will be referred to Amir al-Mu'mineen, the leader of the believers, فيعذبه عذابا نكرا, who will brought back, who will punish him. And they directed the following verse from Surah Al-Kahf as well, chapter 18, verse 110, وَلَا يُشْرِكْ بِعِبَادَةِ رَبِّهِ أَحَدًا. So whoever hopes for the meeting with his Lord, let him work righteousness and associate none as a partner in the worship of their Lord, in their tafsir by Al-Ayyashi, he said, submitting to Ali radiallahu anhu, and does not ascribe partners with him in khilafah, in leadership, those who are not fit and not deserving. This is in Tafsir Al-Ayashi, volume 2, 353, in Al-Burhan, volume 2, page 497, and in Tafsir Al-Safi, volume 3, page 270. And also in Al-Qummis, Tafsir, volume 2, 47. The second matter is, they're saying that this worldly life and the hereafter, all for the Imam. He runs them as he wishes. In fact, the author of Al-Kafi put a chapter title for this, a heading that says, Bab, chapter, أَنَّ الْأَرْضَ كُلَّهَا لِلْإِمَامِ, that the whole earth belongs to the Imam. Usul Al-Kafi, volume 1, page 407 to 410, or 410 rather. And they attribute this to Abi Abdullah, and Abi Abdullah is innocent from that. They say that he said, أَمَا عَلِمْتَ, didn't you know that this life and the next one belongs to the Imam? He places it as he wishes and gives it to whomever he wishes. He has been given permission for that from Allah. This is in Usul Al-Kafi, volume 1, page 409. In this text there is shirk, vivid shirk in rububiyyah, in lordship. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Baqarah 2107, أَلَمْ تَعْلَمْ أَنَّ اللَّهَ لَهُ مُلْكُ السَّمَوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ, know you not that it is Allah to whom belongs the dominion of the heavens and the earth? وَيَقُولُ سُبْحَانَهُ in Surah Al-Ma'idah chapter 5 verse 18, وَلِلَّهِ مُلْكُ السَّمَوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا وَإِلَيْهِ الْمَصِيرِ, and to Allah belongs the dominion of the heavens and the earth, and all is between them, and to Him is the return of all. And the verses are replete. So how could these people give such authority and power to a human, and give the imams that which is part of the lordship which belongs to Allah, where they have no proof except that which their shayateen inspires? The third is that they relate the universal occurrences to the imams. Everything that takes place in this universe is by the command of Allah and in accordance with His ordinances, pre-ordinances. He has no partner to Him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. However, in the books of the 12 Imamite sects, something which is amazing, when they claim that their imams have a saying in this, their reports claim that from An Suma'a bin Mahran, relating to that he was with Abi Abdullah, and then the sky began to thunder and light and lightning emerged. Then Abu Abdullah told him that this is the thunder and the lightning is from the command of your companion. So he said, who is our companion? He said, Amir al-Mu'mineen, the leader of the believers, meaning Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And Abi Abdullah and Ali are innocent and free from these hallucinations. This is in Al-Mufid. The report is in Al-Mufid, Al-Ikhtisas, page 337, Bihar al-Anwar, volume 27, page 33, Al-Burhan, volume 2, page 482. So all of this is from the command of Ali, not from the command of the one and only one true God, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We read in the Quran, in Surah Al-Ra'd 13:12, هو الذي يريكم البرق خوفا وطمعا وينشئ السحاب الثقال. It is He who shows you the lightning as a fear for travelers and as a hope for those who wait for rain, and it is He who brings up or originates the clouds heavy with water. The smell of the Saba'i, Abdullah bin Saba', is in this attributing of powers of lordship to the Imam. This is claiming lordship to Ali, or that he is associate with Allah in lordship. How could they dare Al-Majlisi and others to do this in their books? What's really amazing is that those people who take their deen from books containing this and magnify their shuyukh, who wrote these things in their books, and then attributing all this to Ahlul Bayt, to the household of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. Wallahi, this is insult to Ahlul Bayt. This is insult to the household of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. In fact, an insult to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam himself and to the deen of Allah in its entirety. So that's why their followers, they don't see an Islam except this. The whole Islam is centered about the Imams and the 12 Imams and nothing except this, and their powers, and knowing the unseen, running the universe. And also, who is to hold in blame some sectors of Ahl Sunnah, some sectors, some thinkers, some parties, who deluded the Muslims, many common Muslims, to believe that there is no difference between the Shia and the Sunnah. They said the only difference is in matters of fiqh. And that's why we see in our times nowadays, because of this accumulating years of misinformation or lack of information concerning the truth about the rejectionist Shia, that many ordinary Muslims, even from Ahl Sunnah, they don't discriminate and they don't even want to believe you. They tell you these matters divide the Ummah and we have only differences in matters of fiqh, and this is tolerable. Matters of fiqh, is this fiqh? I ask you, the audience here, is this fiqh? Or this is fundamental creed? Their narrations even claim that Ali and the Imams take rides on the clouds. Yes, take rides, and they traverse the heavens and the earth. This is in Al-Ikhtisas, page 199, and Bihar al-Anwar, volume 27, page 32. And they say that Ali is the one who commands the clouds. And this is in direct opposition and disbelief to the saying of Allah in Surah Al-A'raf, chapter 7, verse 57. حتى إذا أقلت سحابا ثقالا سقناه لبلد ميت فأنزلنا به الماء. Till when they have carried a heavy laden cloud, we drive it to a land that is dead, then we cause water to descend thereon. Their claim that Ali rides and mounts the clouds, this is an extension of Abdullah bin Saba' sect, who said that Ali, he is the one who brings, who comes in the clouds, and that the thunder is his voice, and that the lightning is his smile, as reported by Al-Shahristani in Al-Milal wa Nihal, volume 1, 174. Al-Majlisi tells us a lengthy narration in 8 pages. Check Bihar al-Anwar, volume 27, pages 33-40, which gives Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu absolute powers. He takes his companions to the world of the heavens and the earth, and he presents to them miracles greater than the miracles of the prophets. And then he passes by a group of people where he destroys them by one shout. And then he magnifies himself to say, I possess from the kingdom of the heavens and the earth that which they cannot tolerate even knowledge about, some of it. And I am not going to go into 8 pages on this. This is the summary. This is a summary. The fourth matter is the divine part incarnated in the Imams. There are narrations reported that part of the divine light became incarnated in Ali radiallahu ta'ala. This is in Usul al-Kafi, volume 1, page 440. In Bihar al-Anwar, volume 1, page 441-442. And that this part, this divine part, as they claim, through it they were given absolute powers. And anyone who checks the miracles of the Imams claimed by these shiyukh of the Shia and their books comes to realize that they had made them like Allah, the Lord of all that exists. High is He above what they attribute to Him, in terms of them being able to give life and cause death and create and provide. See Bihar al-Anwar, volume 42, pages 17-50. There is 17 narrations there about his miracles. For example, Ali gives life to the dead, as in Al-Kafi, volume 1, page 457, and Bihar al-Anwar, volume 41, page 192, and Basair al-Darajat, page 76. And in to the extent that Ali, they claim, gave life to the dead in an entire cemetery. Bihar al-Anwar, volume 41, page 194. And they claim that if he, Ali, would have sworn to upon Allah to bring life to the first ones and the latter ones of mankind, then Allah would have brought them to life. This is in Bihar al-Anwar, volume 41, page 201, and Al-Kharaij wal-Jara'ih, page 82. Where is this from the saying of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in chapter 7, 188, قُلْ لَا أَمْلِكُ لِنَفْسِي نَفْعًا وَلَا ضَرَّا إِلَّا مَا شَاءَ اللَّهُ. I possess no power or benefit or her to myself except as Allah wills. And it is again, we are faced with the same situation. In some ripples you will have opposing statements to all of what we have said. And this is the norm. And this is the proof that their sect is deviant and futile. So there is a report in Rijal al-Kashi attributing to Ja'far bin Muhammad that he said, فَوَاللَّهِ مَا نَحْنُ إِلَّا عَبِيدٌ الَّذِي خَلَقَنَا وَاصْطَفَانَا عَبِيدٌ الَّذِي خَلَقَنَا وَاصْطَفَانَا by Allah. We are only slaves of the one who created us and chose us. مَا نَقْدِرُ عَلَى ضُرٍ وَلَا نَفْعٍ. We possess no power of benefit or hurt. And وَإِنْ رُحِمْنَا فَبِرَحْمَتِي. And if we have mercy because we receive mercy because of him giving us the mercy. And وَإِنْ عُذِّبْنَا فَبِذُنُوبِنَا. And if we are punished because of our sins, and that we will die and be buried and we will be resurrected, etc. But the shuyukh of the Shia consider these reports as concealment. This is from the concealment. So they led people astray. And their sect therefore became the sect of their shuyukh, not the madhab of the imams. This part which we are discussing, that part of the divine incarnated in Ali, developed later with some of their shuyukh, and it ended up in adopting the creed of wahdat al-wujud, the unity of existence, meaning the essence of all these existing things is the essence of the existence of Allah. Same. And they consider this to be the highest level of Tawheed, and that this is the aim in Tawheed. This is the objective with their Sheikh al-Naraqi, who died in 1209. See his book Jami' al-Sa'adat, page 132-133. Similarly, their Sheikh al-Kashani, the author of Al-Wafi, one of their four most reliable references, end of quote, he used to say with this creed, he used to adopt this creed of wahdat al-wujud, unity of existence. And the excessive Sufi mysticism infiltrated the Imamite sect. That's why you find the resemblance between the excessive mysticism and the creeds of the Shia. A lot of resemblance. The final chapter, or the final point here, is they're saying that the days and nights cause benefit and harm. But we know that benefit or harm or hurt is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. Days and nights has nothing to do in this, no effect. But the Shia oppose this, and they say that some of the days are bad, bring bad omen, where things are not to be sought during these days. They attribute to Abu Abdullah saying, لا تخرج يوم الجمعة في حاجة. Don't go out on the day of Friday for something. But if it is Saturday and after the sun rises, then leave for your affair. This is in Man La Yahduruhu Al-Faqih, volume 1, page 95. In Wasa'il al-Shia, volume 8, page 253. And they said, which day is more of a bad omen than the day of Monday? Don't go out on Monday, but go out on Tuesday. Man la yahduruhu al-faqih, volume 1, page 95, Al-Rawda, page 314, Al-Mahasin, page 347, Wasa'il al-Shia, volume 8, 254, and others. And they say, لا تسافر يوم الاثنين ولا تطلب في حاجة, attributed to Abi Abdullah, don't travel on Monday and don't seek your affair on that day. This is in Al-Mahasin, page 346, Wasa'il al-Shia, volume 8, page 255. And that the day of the last Wednesday in a month is the worst in terms of being a bad omen. This is in Al-Khisal, volume 2, page 27. Wasail al-Shia, volume 8, 257. And they attribute to Ali to have said, and this is also another line, that the day of Saturday is day of treachery and plotting, and that Yawm al-Ahad, the day of Sunday, is day of plantation and building, and the day of Monday is Yawm al-Safarin wa Talab, is a day of travel and seeking needs, and that the Tuesday is day of war and blood, and day of Wednesday is day of bad omen, and day of Thursday is day of entrance upon leaders and seeking to fulfill needs, and Friday is Yawm Khutbah, sermon and marriage. This is in Ilal al-Shara'i, page 199, Sisal, volume 2 to 28, and Ayun al-Akhbar, page 137, Wasail al-Shia, volume 8, 258. From the compiling of these narrations, it becomes clear that Friday, Sunday, Monday, and Wednesday are bad in terms of the omen. So they are not fitting for people to seek their needs. But you see contradiction whereby this latter report to Ali that the day of Monday is a day of travel, and this opposes some of the narrations we mentioned earlier. However, they also say this is due to taqiyya, this is due to concealment. Wasail al-Shia, volume 8, 258, the need for concealment. Having bad omen in some of the days, or birds and names and sites and statements and wordings, this is from jahiliyyah, from the actions of the mushriks, and Allah blamed them for that and hated them for that, and the Prophet ﷺ forbade that, and he considered this to be shirk. And it has no influence in causing benefit or harm. And that this is from the inspiration of shaitan. And from Abdullah bin Mas'ud, we know that the Prophet ﷺ said, At-tiratu shirk. He repeated it 3 times. Believing in bad omen is shirk. This brings the end of this subject on lordship. And inshallah ta'ala, in the next part we will talk about their creed regarding the names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to safeguard us from all deviation. Innahu waliyu dhalika wal qadiru alayhi. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam.